On today's show, car sales rebound in the U.S. market. FCA is sued over the death of actor Anton Yelchin, and how a change in GM corporate culture is improving the efficiency of its vehicles. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 3rd of 2016. June car sales in the U.S. were a bit of a scare for automakers, as the seasonally adjusted annual rate dipped below 17 million units. But the drop in sales didn't carry over to July. Words Auto reports the SAAR hit 17.8 million units, the highest it's been in 8 months. Automakers sold a total of 1.5 million vehicles, which is a 0.5% gain compared to a year ago. But looking at the individual companies, most of the big automakers saw their sales dip. GM was down about 2%, Toyota slid 1.5%, Ford's sales dropped 3%, and FCA sales were flat. However, Honda boosted its sales 4%, and Nissan was up a little over 1%. The biggest gains came from Volvo, up over 50%, and Jaguar Land Rover, which saw its sales shoot up nearly 40%. As has been the case for some time now, sales of light trucks and crossovers help fuel the gain. That segment was up 7.5% in July. Meanwhile, passenger cars fell 9%. This was a good month for automakers, and the impressive SAAR keeps the door open for topping last year's sales record. The family of actor Anton Yelchin is suing FCA for negligence and product liability. The Hollywood star was killed in June when his Jeep Grand Cherokee reportedly rolled backwards down his driveway, pinning him against a brick pillar and metal gate. The Grand Cherokee is currently under recall for a possible rollaway risk that's linked to a poorly designed shifter. The actor should have received a notice in the mail detailing the issue and instructions on how to avoid getting out of the vehicle without it in park. But it is clear to me that there is a design defect with these shifters. I guess it's now up for the courts to decide. Still to come, GM thinks outside of the box to improve the fuel efficiency of its vehicles.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Automakers and suppliers face tough regulations to improve fuel efficiency and lower emissions. Making cars lighter can pay big dividends, and every gram counts. Now, most of the time you hear about some new technology or material that's the latest and greatest way to cut weight. But at the car management briefing seminars, we learned of a new way, corporate culture. Charlie Klein, GM's executive director of global CO2 strategy, told us things started to blossom with the Cadillac ATS project. The development team adopted the motto, "Every engineer, every part, every gram." Klein says this has led to an integrated cultural desire at the company to find efficiency at every level. And it's really starting to pay off. GM has been shaving hundreds of pounds off its newest vehicles compared to the outgoing models. And isn't it just crazy that the corporate culture is what led people to lose faith in GM, especially with its ignition switch fiasco? But it may be the same exact thing that wins those people back. You know, for full coverage of the car MBS, check out our website or head on over to our YouTube channel. While it had started to look like the VW dumpster fire was flaming out, more coal is being added. Yesterday, we reported how South Korea has essentially banned VW from the country. Well, just a few hours after that, the German state of Bavaria announced plans to sue the company for as much as 700,000 euros, which is about $783,000, over stock losses. And this is likely just the tip of the iceberg. On a recent Autoline this week, analysts predicted this scandal could cost the company around $70 billion. So expect more announcements like these to follow. Surprise, surprise! There's more automakers jumping into mobility services. We'll be back with that right after this.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
I know we've said this before, but it's true. Seems like every time you turn around, another automaker is jumping into mobility services. And today, we'll focus on Nissan. The automaker is conducting a series of real-world tests that it believes will help meet future transportation needs, mainly ride-sharing and electric vehicles. So last October, Nissan provided San Francisco-based Scoot Networks with a fleet of 10 Nissan New Mobility Concept Vehicles, or Renault Twizys, that customers can rent with the Scoot app. During this time, Nissan has gathered data on what type of mobility people in large cities choose for short trips and the role electric vehicles play as shared transportation options. But mobility isn't only limited to passenger cars. Coupe, a subsidiary of Giant's German supplier Bosch, is teaming up with Taiwanese company Gogoro to create an electric scooter sharing service in Berlin and its surrounding neighborhoods. Initially, there will be 200 e-scooters in the fleet, which customers can locate and rent using a smartphone app on an hourly or daily basis. Coop developed the software along with Digital Ventures, which is part of the Boston Consulting Group. Gogoro is providing the e-scooters, which it currently sells in Taiwan. The companies plan to roll out the service to other cities in the future. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.